This is the Local Beat with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram, the segment brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers in Elyria, right here on East Broad Street, a trusted name in jewelry. Once again, joined by the man, the myth, the legend, again from the Chronicle Telegram, Dave O'Brien. Dave, how are we doing?
Doing all right, Rocco. Thanks.
Good to hear. Now, I wanted to start with a little bit of an unfortunate story and one that kind of left my scratching my head a little bit. I'll just read the headline that you had provided here. For at least the 12th time since 1991, a Lorraine man has been arrested by police on drunken driving charges. Now, I feel like I see these stories every now and again where guys have, over 10 DUIs over, X amount of years. How does this continue to happen, Dave?
Well, I think sadly, and this has been my experience in the past, that quite honestly, there are obviously, people out there who have alcohol issues. Now, I do not know that Mr. Hetman, James Hetman, age 52, has an alcohol problem, but I don't think it'd be too much of a stretch. And I'm no doctor, and obviously I don't want to say that he does, but for certain. But it wouldn't really be a surprise if that ends up being something that comes up in court. He's not been indicted as of yet, and posted bond and is free pending charges. Maybe possibly felony charges being presented to a grand jury. This happened on October 1st when police were called to the 100 block of East Broad Street for a suspicious condition that involved Mr. Hetman stumbling outside of a red Nissan, that was not his, but apparently belonged to his girlfriend. And he was very intoxicated. And after the police went through all their, everything that they had to do at the scene, they determined that he had had multiple felony and misdemeanor drunken driving charges in the past in both Lorain County as well as Mahoning County, Cuyahoga County, one misdemeanor in Summit County, and then several others again throughout Cuyahoga County and Lorain County in particular. So, Ohio DUI laws have changed in recent years. Currently they only consider arrests within the last 20 years when they try to decide whether or not you're going to be charged with a felony DUI. According to court records and Elyria police, Mr. Hetman has now had his 12th such arrest. So the state also keeps track of these kinds of arrests, and he is also listed on the Ohio Department of Public Safety's habitual offender registry for drunken driving charges. So, sadly, a situation where, we hope he gets help and hope he gets a fair shake in court. Sometimes these things kind of come up, and generally we think that that's pretty newsworthy.
David, is there a point in your experience that you've seen a license just get permanently revoked? I'm not even sure if that's allowed per se with legal proceedings, but I'm sure that's a question a lot of people have when they read something like this. It's like, when does that license just get taken away forever, essentially?
And that can happen. I've seen that happen probably a dozen or maybe two dozen times in my career. I've been a reporter for nearly 20 years now, and I've seen that in a couple different counties where eventually judges and prosecutors kind of look at it and they get fed up with seeing the same people time after time. Of course, taking away somebody's license does not mean that necessarily that they will stop driving. There are also crimes that are. In the state of Ohio, in the Ohio Revised Code, where if somebody's had their license taken away, you're not allowed to let them use your car. So I've seen people charged, parents, girlfriends, siblings, other people with what's called unlawful entrustment, and that's when you let somebody whose license is suspended use your vehicle. So there's nothing that it's not a situation where they can do something like handcuff you all the time or cut your hands off, or we don't do that.
Sure.
So we can't, we can't do that, but you can be stripped of your license for the rest of your life. And I've seen it a few times.
Wow. Dave, on the brighter side of things here that I saw from you within this past week, Elyria Parks and Rec Director Carrie Reardon returning to week. I believe it was Monday of this week that she returned. She was laid off back in May, but it looks like both she and others are very excited for her return. Dave, what are the details here?
Yeah, so this is an announcement that was made sort of by surprise on Friday. Elyria Mayor Frank Whitfield announced on Facebook in a video that he posted that he had conversations with Ms. Reardon, and that she was being welcomed back to work after having been laid off this past summer. And council members, including Council President Vic Stewart, Councilman Mark Jesse, whom I spoke with on Friday night, said that they were very excited to see Ms. Reardon back, that she had even been doing some work, for the city, been kind of advising while she was laid off, because quite frankly, she's a very knowledgeable person, and in doing stories with her in the past, I found her to be very knowledgeable, especially about parks and recreation issues. So she was a much well thought of member of the administration. And unfortunately, when Parks and Recreation had to shut down, over some issues, including that we might not be able to gather in the kind of the large groups that we thought that we would be able to because of the pandemic, then unfortunately her job kind of went away and was taken over by a couple other administration officials who tried to do their best. But city council and citizens and the parks board asked the mayor numerous times, please bring her back. It's a liability issue. If we don't have somebody who is giving orders, who is passing down, knowledge and there to make sure that everybody is safe and that they do all the things that they're supposed to do, when they gather in groups or, when it comes to overseeing the parks, making sure the parks run safely and efficiently, that the pools and, an ice rink and everything like that run smoothly. So she is back. She was at a meeting last night at South Rec and was present there. And so we welcome her back. We're glad that she's back, as both, a source of knowledge for, of city parks and recreation. And I'm pretty certain that the mayor and council members are also very glad that she has returned to work.
Well, certainly sounds like a good situation there, no doubt about it. Dave, what should we be on the lookout maybe in today's Wednesday edition of the Chronicle Telegram, or maybe, some stories to be on the lookout from you later on this week?
Well, down the line, I have a story that I'm working on, and I don't want to tell you too much about it, but it's a person who is very well regarded and thought of in Lorain County. It's has made their determination of who they're going to vote for in the coming presidential election. So keep an eye out for that. I'm sure that we'll get a fair play on the front page of the Chronicle Telegram, and as well as just some other things that are coming up election wise. Possibly a deeper dive into the prosecutors and commissioners races that we'll see. When people are deciding what to do when they get their ballot for the general election, and then also some more kind of administrative elections news that will be in the paper today from a Board of Elections meeting that I attended earlier this afternoon. Obviously, you and I speaking right now on on Tuesday, but we'll see how all that goes. And please pick up a copy of the Chronicle or read online.
Fantastic, fantastic. We'll certainly be on the lookout for the latest and greatest from Mr. Dave O'Brien. Dave, we can wrap up the Local Beat segment with this. What kind of scanner stories do you have for us this week?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm going to give you an autumn-appropriate, a season-appropriate scanner story from @CaravanHoos on Twitter. We get #scanner for the win. Male has broken open a pumpkin and is now rubbing it all over a tree.
Oh, no. Ah, boy. The scanner stories never seem to disappoint, Dave. Fantastic stuff. As always, we appreciate you taking the time here to join us on the Local Beat. Again, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers right here in Elyria on East Broad Street, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, thanks again for the time. Look forward to catching up again next week.
Hey, thank you, sir, and we'll see you next week.